Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's story is called From Here to There and Everywhere, The Unstoppable Gospel. And this comes from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10, 16 through 20, and Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. Last month, we heard about Jesus returning to heaven and a bit about who the Holy Spirit is. Let's do a very quick review of the order that it happened, the timeline. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in a manger. He grew up, lived on earth, and taught others about himself and God the Father. He explained the great rescue plan. Then he died on the cross for the sins of the world, was buried in the tomb, but on the third day, he what? Shout it out.
Rose.
Yes. Today, we will begin right around the time Jesus had died and was buried. Let's pick up our story here. After Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards that had been placed at the tomb to stop anyone from going in or out of the tomb trembled in their leather sandals. They were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel looked towards the women and said,
"Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you."
I can only imagine how the women must have felt. I'm sure their hearts raced with joy that they could barely contain, but at the same time, their minds whirled trying to understand how this could be. Jesus had died on the cross. They knew this. So, how could he be alive? The women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them.
"Greetings,"
he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. I'm sure seeing him, hearing his soothing voice, and being able to touch his feet felt wonderful and comforting, that their Savior would make everything okay. Then Jesus said to them,
"Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Off the women sprinted, obeying what Jesus said to do. I imagine Mary bursting through the door, hair wildly out of place from the running, and just shouting at the disciples, "You guys, it's him! Our Lord, our Savior! I touched his feet and he spoke." "Oh, stop staring at me like that. I know what I saw. Jesus is alive. Oh, and he said, don't be afraid and for you all to go to Galilee. You will see him there." Of course, at the women's report of all of this, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And everything happened just as Jesus said it would. When they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. All right, everyone, put your listening ears on. Here comes the part we are going to focus on. Jesus came to them and said,
"All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
Well, that is it for our story today, but before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Last month, we heard Jesus promise the Helper, the Holy Spirit, who would be sent to those of us who believe. And after Jesus returned to heaven, we heard the incredible experience of the Holy Spirit coming on episode number 272. Today, we heard another promise from Jesus. Finish the sentence for me. He said,
"And surely I am
with you."
Yes.
"With you always, to the very end of the age."
Did he say he's only with us when we are awake?
No.
Only when we are having a good day?
No.
No.
No. He said he is with us
always.
Always. Isn't that incredible? Okay, the second thing I want to show you is what Jesus told them to do. He told them to go and make disciples. The word disciple means learner or pupil. Think of a teacher and a student. The student learning would be the disciple. When you go and tell people about who Jesus is, you are teaching them, hoping to make a disciple. Someone who believes in Jesus, loves him, and listens to his word. And guess what? The learning never ends. All of us, young and old, are still learning and growing. Jesus told his current disciples to go out and make more. He said, teach them to obey what he had commanded, the things he'd been telling them all along. Some of you may have heard it said this way, to go spread the gospel. And did the disciples go and do that?
Yes.
And they weren't the only ones who did this. Thousands of people began to spread the gospel. They traveled to places near and far and told them the good news about Jesus. All throughout history, and even today, people are spreading the gospel. Maybe it was even your great-great-grandparents who heard the news and then began to teach your family about it. I find this fascinating because where this all started is not close to where most of us live. The disciples were in Galilee. That's about 6,184 miles from where I live.
Wow!
Yet, all the way over here, I know about Jesus. Most of you live thousands of miles from where Jesus told the disciples to go out and tell everyone the good news. It had to cross oceans, continents, mountains to reach everyone. That is incredible that it traveled all the way around the world. The gospel spread even when some people and powerful rulers tried to stop this from happening. But God is mighty, and His gospel is unstoppable. Today, let's be thankful that nothing can stop God's good plan. In our Bibles, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 says this: "The grass dies and the flowers fall, but the word of our God will live forever." Did you just hear it? It will live forever. This week, with your family, thank God for the people, the grandmas, the dads, aunts, friends, the children, all the people He sent to spread the good news so that you and I could know, even though we live thousands of miles away. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to click the subscribe button so you never miss the latest episode. And, as always, bye for now.